Hey everybody, this is Jay from The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, Ramblecast, and more. I'm here to tell you are going to listen to a special excerpt from our recent 2015 podcast charity for Autism Speaks podcast-a-thon. We podcasted 12 hours in a row, and over the next couple weeks, we will be revealing and unveiling and releasing different portions from this 12-hour telethon. It was a lot of fun. Thank you for everybody that participated. Thank you for everybody that came out. And thank you for all of those that donated to Autism Speaks, a fantastic charity that we've been doing this podcast-a-thon for many years. So you can still donate. You still have a chance to donate. You can do that until the end of April. You can donate over PayPal through lpdonate@gmail.com. So that's lpdonate@gmail.com. Send it as a friends or family and or as a gift. And then you can also mail a check to 2601 North Raleigh Boulevard, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27604, care of Jay and Jack, payable to Autism Speaks. Just everything, every penny goes directly to Autism Speaks. So, again, lpdonate@gmail.com, and that address I just said, go there to donate. You have till the end of April. And now let's take it away for one of the fantastic clips from this weekend. But let's kick this thing off. Welcome everybody to the 9th annual podcast for charity podcast for Autism Speaks. Give everybody a round of applause for our audience. Hold on. There we go. I got a mic, audience mic, to get the applause when necessary. Big thanks to Colleen, Mike, and Illyrio for helping us get a different setup this year. We're using Google Hangout, which you can watch and stream live on YouTube, which hopefully is a bit better than Ustream, so we'll see how that goes. This is kind of a dry run for a test on eventually doing more of these type of live Google Hangout shows. So it should be a lot of fun. But welcome our first guest, Mr. Ralph D. Apple. From Los Angeles, California. well, but see, it's like the Angels play in Anaheim, but they're Los Angeles, so it's just Ralph is also from Los Angeles.
That's city that's trying to steal my team.
We don't want the Chargers. Good. I want the Rams back.
Rams would be cool.
You're getting the Rams back. That's a guarantee.
Yeah.
I've already guaranteed.
Heard it here first. That's fine.
He called it.
I am on the 5 freeway heading west towards Los Angeles. I'm going to
the 405 melt to the 105 to the 101.
What are you doing here?
What are you doing here, Zarin?
No way. Oh, wait a minute. I got to laugh. They can never stay in character.
Is there a drinking game?
No, I seriously. Yeah, but there's a lot of booze.
I think people are expecting this to be 36 hours. That's just my guess. Cause look at all this alcohol.
Yeah, there's Chip Mims from Mims Distributing gave us a whole bunch of beer. Everybody brought beer. It's a beer kind of weekend here this weekend.
It's awesome.
And some moonshine and some Angry Orchard for the gluten-free people in the room. So a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff.
That's great.
It's called Angry Orchard.
What? No, I didn't say you. I only said.
For the one person.
I made it general. Gluten people only drink the Angry Orchard.
Allegedly one person. Maybe two.
Yeah. Gluten intolerant.
Anybody? No, just one person.
So what are you going to Los Angeles for? Because I saw your Instagram yesterday that you went to the Angels game. What's in Los Angeles today?
Nothing.
There is a Loot Crate meetup at Meltdown that I'm going to.
Nerd.
It's the first ever Loot Crate meetup, which is it's not a sponsor. It's just I happen to be going, but I am going. I'm hoping to be talking to some folks at Meltdown who have already been in touch with for possibly doing some future shows for my VCR page.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
So it kind of came up and I was like, I got to do Jay and Jack's, but I got to get up there. So I'm glad I'm able to do it from the road. And I really hope I don't sound awful.
You sound terrible. This is being recorded, or so we think. So for the people that maybe don't get a chance to listen live or couldn't make it, we will be posting this on our feeds throughout the next couple weeks.
So will this be broadcast to the space station?
Yeah, sure. I guess, do they have the internet on the space station? If it is, then it's broadcasting to the space station. I don't know.
Does it work better than here?
It probably works better than here. I think a Russian Suez rocket is going to.
There's no way.
Yeah, that's probably better.
There's no way a Russian.
That's what I'm saying. The internet in this building right now is about the equivalent of a Russian, like, old KGB warehouse. Anywho, Ralph, how do you think about your Angels so far this season?
They're 500 teams, so I can't complain, I guess.
They're saying this year is going to be Mike Trout's, like, breakout year, even though he's had amazing past
years. How can he get any better?
That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
That's what the experts and the people are saying.
I wish I could have a breakout year like Mike Trout.
You know what's funny is last year was probably his – he had his lowest numbers, and he won the MVP.
Just shows you MVP is a popularity contest.
Well, no, if you don't win the triple crown, I mean, come on. You can't
the triple crown is BS.
If you don't win the triple crown, you can't beat someone that's won the triple crown.
That's why, though.
I mean,
that makes no sense.
How many people have won the triple crown in the history of baseball?
Yeah, how's that?
Yeah, but here's the thing. Here's the thing. It's the most valuable player, not the most valuable hitter. And the triple crown relies on other people to be on base to get, like, the highest RBIs. So Cabrera doesn't, you know, isn't the one that gets other people on base. You have Mike Trout, who's manufacturing runs by stealing more bases than anybody else in baseball. He's taking away runs from other teams by constantly hopping over the wall and grabbing home runs.
Did Cabrera hit those home runs? That's part of the stat.
Let me ask you.
Oh, yeah, he did hit those home runs. I forget about that.
Let me ask you. If you have a fantasy baseball team, who do you have first, Trout or Cabrera?
I take Trout because he's younger and keep
him. Because he's more valuable.
He's younger and keep him.
Anyway, he already got – he finally got his well-deserved MVP.
Let's be open-minded here. If Cabrera played on the Angels and Trout was on Detroit, would you be making the same argument?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
All right, what baseball team do you hate more than anything?
You just hate what team do I hate? I kind of –
It's got to be a team. I don't even have to think about it.
It's so hard. I mean, our whole division, I don't like really – anyone in our division in the AL West.
All right, plays for Texas.
You guys talking about Hamilton?
Hey, at least you guys are trying to keep Hamilton and help him rehabilitate and be a part of your team and not try to, you know, stronger out of the team.
Oh, yeah, he's done. The Angels, even the owner yesterday has mentioned, yeah, I'm not going to say he's coming back.
That's a shame.
And then I guess he also said that there was drug and alcohol verbiage in the contract. So I don't know.
That would have been a smart thing to do with his history.
Yeah.
I just feel bad for the guy because, you know, he's a Raleigh, Raleigh local.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Just, you know, he came back from where he was down in the bottom, and then he came back with Cincinnati and brought his career back. And just a shame that he just can't fight the demons.
Yeah. Suspending him, I guess what I was thinking, it's a way for them to say, if you do something that doesn't affect your game and you're upfront and truthful about it, that's better than like A-Rod, who lied about it and who was trying to enhance his performance. So I mean, I get him not being suspended. Maybe it'll tell future players that, you know, maybe you should just be honest with us.
I don't think it does. I think people are going to be their own individual person, and they're going to.
Yeah.
They can try to conceal it. They conceal it. They don't. But you mentioned A-Rod. Yeah. Did you notice the Yankee fans? I'm going to call out Yankee fans, right? Any Yankee fans here?
Colleen's a Yankees fan.
Yeah. They always said how much they hated A-Rod. He's not a Yankee. He's not a Yankee. Never a Yankee.
Yeah.
Derek Jeter's our Yankee. And what are he got announced at Yankee Stadium, and most of the people in attendance stood up and applauded for the guy.
Yeah, I saw a sign that said "Forgiven." I think on it.
Forgiven. Okay.
Take a hike, Yankee fans. The ones that applauded him, the ones that didn't. I mean, because he's not been good for baseball, and I don't like him. And they just crack me up.
We played first base today, so you know you have that.
The thing with Josh is, it's like he's dealing with something way more personal. So I think a lot of people are on his side.
You know him?
No. But the thing is, like, with the Angels, with the Angels as an organization who were promised that he would not go down on this path. Well, I mean, they still have $90 million. So as a business, I can see why they're upset. But yeah, he needs to get help.
That podcasting last year.
Well, but why give the guy the money then? Like, why? You knew that risk. I never got that signing because
that's why I believe there's verbiage in the contract about that.
There has to be
about relapse. Because 5 seasons is a long time to promise.
Yep. Yeah. Well, that's
we'll see what happens.
Baseball, the owners have with baseball contracts, they're guaranteed. Where football, only the bonus is guaranteed. So
yeah.
If you sign a football contract, you might say $108 million. Is a lost number. But 60 of it might be guaranteed. The other $48 million would be. I did the math.
Thank you. I appreciate it. As long as you remove the math, that I can follow along. Thank you. Or if it's lost numbers, I can keep up with it. Ralph, where were you on 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42?
I was at home. I don't know. You know, I saw Ryan Ozawa retweet. It's something about them, someone doing a live meetup, like right at, like on 4, 8. 15, 20, it was like whatever the time was.
They met up online?
Yeah, they did the meetup online on the date, but at like, it was like 1500 hours and 16 minutes. So it was like at 3:16 and 42 seconds or something.
So it was 23 seconds. Military time.
Yeah.
It
was 4:23 in the afternoon.
Okay.
In 43 seconds. I wanted to tweet something right at the moment, but I was at work and I got distracted by something and I missed it.
You only had like a second. You had a second to catch it.
So it was, I missed it by a minute. I was like, screw it. You know, there goes my whole week's plan.
Now there's isn't there one
down
in,
the tank.
Isn't there one in Europe in a few years or something?
Well, like you know what you could have done, Jay, is if
What's
you
that?
Did it, if you did it 10 seconds, oh God, I don't know. There was that one point in orientation where Hurley inputs the wrong number, and Hurley says, "Yeah, that's it."
You're right.
You could have done it at that time.
But even then, it's kind of like a consolation prize at that point. Like it's not even worth it to me then. I don't know. I'm just saying, disappointing.
You could have tweeted it later and just blamed the internet.
Yeah, I could have said I was at the Iceplex tweeting,
and then it
got delayed by hours
because of.
The KGB warehouse.
The KGB old warehouse. There's better internet in the Dharma Swan Station, I think.
it wasn't even invented yet.
I think Locke's the one that worked on it.
Oh man. So this is the first podcast a thon that we've done with Babies Present.
No, you've been here. You've been here
That's
for the
true.
Other eight.
That's true. I have been here for the other eight. So we have a little play area in the front.
Do you have any polar bear animals?
No, we should have, though.
No.
I feel like we
Hold
missed
on
an opportunity.
Failed. On the Zamboni.
You failed.
There's a polar bear on the Zamboni. A scary polar bear.
All right.
But it's
well,
on
let
the Zamboni.
Him get that Zamboni in the play area. Stat.
I think I can get it up here.
Any Hurley birds?
No Hurley birds. We tried to get a Hurley bird, and that didn't quite work out.
So, Ralph, the first year we did a podcast, the marathon with you, it was the top 60 movies?
100 movies.
It was supposed to be, it was supposed to be like the top 20 or something.
Yeah, and then you couldn't.
I ended up doing like 100.
And then so I said, okay, I'll do like 60. And then Jay fell asleep on the couch.
Yeah, I slept for like an hour and a half. You guys were still going. It was great. It was great for me because I'm not somebody that can stay up that long. And
I was doing like the graveyard shift.
So it was great. You guys did your list for hours, and then I came in for like the top 20 by the time I had my list ready to go.
Well, the reason I'm bringing that up,
yeah,
if you're a TV fan of comedies, we're doing the top 10 sitcoms with Ryan and Jen, and I left my list at home, but I only have 9 written down.
Now, are these of all time?
Of all time, your favorite sitcoms. Well, could you just name a few off the top of your head? Because I need that last one, but I also need my list from home.
okay, Arrested Development.
No, I wouldn't have that on.
Bosom Buddies.
Okay. I don't care what you say anymore.
I'm not kidding you. You watch Bosom Buddies now, it holds up.
Favorite character on Bosom Buddies?
You got to go Kip Wilson.
Sunday.
Yeah, you got to go Kip Wilson.
I watched reruns when I was like 5, and I don't remember it anymore, so I wouldn't count.
It holds up. I'm telling you, it holds up.
I think I've said this, my favorite episode from Bosom Buddies is when Henry gets Kip an art show. Uh-huh. And he's being panned, his art's being panned. Kip's getting, you know, he's getting upset because no one likes his art, and he looks at this one thing and he goes, What is this? Because they're all saying, oh, this is Simplicity's life, Simplicity's this. And all it was a red dot on a white background. He goes, that's the flag of Japan. I will never forget that line.
Let's see what else. You know what I really like right now is Last Man on Earth.
That's a good I like it.
I like it. Really I like good. It too. It's I like the first episode the best. It's tough now with Phil being like a total D-bag.
Well,
I had to protect the
children. To be fair, 2 years without any human contact.
I mean, I get it, but it's tough. He's such a jerk, you know. It's like, come on, man, you got to know how to play this better. Well, You're playing it horribly wrong.
The second episode was, I thought, the best because when they go to the parking lot and she goes, you're parking in a handicapped spot. And then he goes, we're the only ones here. So he drives the car into the
building.
The
yeah,
building. I thought it was funny. Or when he said, you know that saying, I wouldn't do you if you're the last person on earth? This is happening right now. That's now.
And the thing is, you want him to leave. Like, he should just, like, get out of the whole situation.
Yeah.
But he has those signs all over the America that says, find me in Tucson. Yep. So he's kind of stuck there.
I know when I first saw I go, how's this show going to work where he's the last man on earth each week? How's this going to work? But then they add other characters. But I also like the part where he's watching Castaway. It was, oh, come on.
Yes.
Who would talk to a ball? Who would talk? And then the next thing, he's got like 80 balls that he's talking to.
Yeah.
And he still talks to him. Spoiler if you haven't seen
it. Yeah.
What about Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt? Time. Are you watching Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt on Netflix?
I'm not watching that, but as for Jack's list, Jack, do you remember Police Squad?
Oh yeah. Only with 6 episodes.
Yeah. Yeah. That show is brilliant. If you guys like Naked Gun, Naked Gun was based off a TV series. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a Police Squad. It's the exact same thing as the Naked Gun movies. But it was a 6 episode.
They figured people wouldn't stop paying attention to it because it's a show you have to pay attention to.
And also what happened was that the studio wanted a laugh track so that people knew what was funny. And you know, with their comedy being a lot of stuff happening in the background, I think the laugh track would be a distraction.
Well, there's a scene in that episode in that show where they're having a shootout and the guy goes, cover me. So the guy throws a blanket over him.
Yeah.
How can I see this? Oh, there's a chat. Yeah. I'm trying to.
Oh, there's a chat.
There's a chat going on right now that people are crying, and we're totally missing it on the YouTube page. Colleen sent me the link right now. Is there a link to just the chat? Because I don't want to override
the system.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to pause my video.
We don't want to pause, Ralph. Oh, should we give the information where the people can donate? Okay. Just dawned on me. So it's okay. You can send that. You can donate to lpdonates@gmail.com. Once again, it's lpdonate@gmail.com. Or you can send that, if you want to send a check, send it to 2601 North Raleigh Boulevard, zip code Raleigh, North Carolina, 27604. Once again, Iceplex. We'll just put care of Jay and Jack at 20, if you want to get my address, 2601 North Raleigh Boulevard.
2601. Let's see. We got a Kevin Kittredge said Larry Sanders has to be on there. Aunt Tamara Glatfelter. He said, you're a little quiet. You need to get closer to your mic. All right.
Any closer, I'd be behind it.
Love to the mic.
Those of you listening who co-host on All Right, Let's Do a Podcast, which you can listen to on iTunes.
And do you have like a keyword search? Remember you used to have AOL keyword search?
Yeah, if you go to allrightpodcast.com, it'll take you to our Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and check it out. It's a fun show. Kevin had me watch Larry Sanders a little while ago for the podcast, and it's really funny.
Yeah, I used to
watch a really funny show.
Many back in it was 80s, right? Yeah. 80s, early 90s. Yeah. Showtime, right?
Hey now, what's his name? Jeffrey Tambor.
Yeah, he's in that.
Yeah.
What's that, Ralph? Did we lose you?
No.
Yeah.
No, I hear you.
We tried.
Hey, I don't know who's listening because they still follow the Darmalars Twitter account. But I don't know if you guys remember, I used to do a Lost podcast called Darmalars. And I said I was going to make an announcement today. The show's not returning, but I wanted to let everybody know that I recently regained access to an old broken hard drive, and I'm slowly but surely re-uploading every Darmalars episode ever onto the Blogspot.
And so now,
hold on a second.
Are you staggering the re-release, or are you just putting it all at once?
My Libsyn account won't allow me to do them all at once. So I'm staggering them. I'm going to put as many as I can during my monthly allowance. Mm-hmm. That won't interfere with All Right Podcast. So I will have at least 4 episodes up each month, and I'll try to do as many. And the goal is to get all 100 episodes available by the time you guys hit season 3 of your Lost recap.
So 2025.
Yeah, so essentially what I want to happen is because the Darmalar started in season 3.
Yep.
So I'm hoping by the time you guys start replaying your season 3 stuff, people can also jump over episodes. Right now I put up 4 episodes. I'm going to put up more throughout the week. And you'll be able to find all of those at Darmalars podcast.blogspot.com. That feed is still tied to the iTunes. Okay. So if you're subscribed to Darmalars on iTunes, I want to say iTunes only allows like the last 25 episodes. I'm going to try to migrate that feed to where you can like actually go to iTunes and listen to every single episode.
How many Darmalars did you do total, would you say? Because it was only on for like 2 seasons, wasn't it? Or 2 or 3?
Like 2.5. But then we did a lot of shows in the off season. When I accessed the hard drive and opened up the episodes, there's 100 files. So you're looking at episodes of the Lars. You're looking at video. We did a couple of video podcasts. Jimmy in Seattle, who did the Lost Score, did some. He did the Lost Score for us during our episode recaps.
That was the best.
But then he also did some standalone episodes. So those will be on there too. There's exactly 100 files, including SOS, which was the first podcast that me and Ben did under the name Scott and Steve, which was a makeup episode that covered 4 episodes of Lost that Craig missed after Dylan left.
So that's the true start to the Darmalars.
Which,
yeah.
Judging by the excitement here, it's almost like when people found out that Full House was returning.
No, that's awesome.
So it should be successful.
It's been fun because we've released, I think, 2 episodes from the archives because we're re-releasing our old episodes. And
the second one was 14 minutes long, and I go, God, you know, the later episodes, it took us 14 minutes just to start talking about the show.
but actually, I was able to finally fix it because the old second episode, your voice was so low in it because just like you are right now, you're not talking into the mic. So the volume was a lot lower. And But I was actually, I finally used Levelator and I fixed it. So it's a, it's a remastered.
Now I sound perfect.
It also has three more dewbacks than the previous one. So it's really, really good.
What's a dewback?
It's that, like, I don't know, lizard creature from the first Star Wars movie when he did the re-release or the special edition. And there was like 17 more CGI ones in the background. But
leave it alone. It was fine.
So, Ralph, did you pre-order the Star Wars digital copies on iTunes?
No, I have them on Blu-ray. But did you? I don't know if you heard that they, since it's Disney owns it now, and 20th Century Fox, I guess only has the rights to distribute Episode 4.
Yep.
That the 20th Century Fox fanfare doesn't play.
What?
Yeah, so when you get your digital version, they play a weird kind of a couple of Star Wars cues mashed together over the Lucasfilm logo, and then it cuts into Star Wars. So you miss that whole 20th Century Fox fanfare, with the exception of Episode 4, A New Hope.
That's crazy. That's weird to think about Star Wars, and I know it's going to happen when the new one comes out because it's Disney, but it's weird to think about it without the Fox fanfare.
But since it's Disney, will the next three have a hidden Mickey?
Maybe. Maybe. But isn't that it's like, so you're there.
Yeah.
So little Mickey's going to come walk.
There's an interesting article about it on TheVerge.com.
I'll check it out.
If you want to check it out, yeah.
I love The Verge's review of the new Apple Watch. I hope you're able to pre-order yours, Ralph.
I'm getting the gold one.
It's already in June. Well, the gold one's $17,000, so I don't know if you have that kind of scratch lying around.
I made 90 million podcasting last year. Didn't hear the beginning of this?
Oh, okay.
Don't tell the government, though. I didn't claim it.
But what do you think about the Apple Watch, Ralph? Is it a gadget for you?
No, I don't even like regular watches.
There you go.
I've never been a fan of watches.
Watch free.
I'm a big watch guy. I have a Swatch on right now. That's a, it's a Swatch. It's a Swiss watch. Swatch.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't. The only time I wanted a watch was in 1990 when Dick Tracy came out.
And this is like a Dick Tracy watch.
But you need an iPhone in order to talk into it, right?
But don't you have an iPhone?
Yeah.
Still not sold on
but I don't. I'm talking into it right now.
Okay,
so I don't need a watch to do that.
Okay, so then what's the big deal?
I'm not. I don't think I'll be as cool as Dick Tracy. It's just not going to happen.
Who was the one that had? Was it Samsung that had the? What was the one that had the commercial?
Samsung did that commercial.
That was a great commercial.
Oh, that commercial was amazing.
I didn't go out and buy the watch, but that was a fantastic commercial.
If Apple made that commercial, I would be like, huh, that would be an interesting watch to have. But now I just don't care because it's nothing will live up to that commercial.
Exactly. There you go.
This one does, so you can call people from your watch. So be like, call wife.
But I can call from my phone. But see, back then it was cool because you couldn't call. There was no cell phone.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
When was the last time anybody said call wife?
Me? So Siri, that's what I use Siri for.
It's all text messaging now.
No, like if I, or I'll say Siri, text my wife, I'm coming home.
Siri, I like that. I could have probably called you guys, but I downloaded Skype.
Well, the quality is going to sound better over Skype versus a phone call, depending on where you're at in your coverage.
What's the sound quality going to be over a watch?
I don't know, fairly decent.
And then how do you hear it? Does it come out of the watch?
Yeah, there's a speaker in the watch.
Okay. I think you should save this for Ryan.
Yeah, save this for Ryan.
We're on this geek tick tock tech talk.
My thing is I don't wear a watch, so I wouldn't spend the money on it.
Fair enough. I get it. If you're not a watch guy, I get it.
See, I'm like you. I'm not a watch. I haven't worn a watch since I was like 13 or 14.
But the thing is, if you don't wear a watch, you're always that guy that's like, hey, do you know the time? Hey,
no, I have a phone.
Can you tell me the time?
I have a phone.
Jack, Jack, are you telling me that the watch was invented when you were 13 or 14?
It was. It was a sundial.
Sundial.
That's what sundial is.
Last time I had a watch is when the Velcro straps came out. And everybody had to get the Velcro strap.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's when Velcro came out. So even though George Costanza would say, Seinfeld's dad didn't like the Velcro, right? Morty.
Was the Velcro technology too tough for you to figure out?
It was tough.
Is that why
you didn't? You had to do it the right way, or it wouldn't stick. Exactly. There you go.
was that your wallet, Ralph? That sounds like a Velcro wallet.
My wallet, no.
Your wallet?
My wallet.
The Velcro. Were you used to doing a Velcro thing?
I used to hate wallets too. Funny thing is, right now I have a. With?
I don't like stuff
in my pockets. I can't stand stuff in my pockets or just on me. I don't know. I feel like being left alone sometimes.
I got issues.
But right now, my current wallet is an Aquaman wallet, and it's made of paper.
All right, it's one of those paper wallets. Okay.
How could Aquaman have a paper wallet?
Well, it's not his.
I'm not saying, but why would Aquaman have a paper wallet? I mean, you have Aquaman on a paper wallet. It doesn't make sense. The minute he goes in the water, what's going to happen? It's going to dissolve.
Yeah.
So that does what you need to throw that away.
But no, it's like a waxy, plasticky paper, right? I think I've seen those.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's when you send a FedEx the
that material.
That yeah, it's like that material.
That was invented by NASA.
Oh really?
Yeah. True story.
Shout out to the guys up at the space station.
Hey, there you go.
There you go.
Listen to the show.
Stuff you can't rip, right? That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That was invented by NASA. At least that's what I was told when I owned a mailbox, etc.
Was that the selling point for people back then?
Yeah. Hey.
Hey, if you send in this envelope, FedEx.
You got a jar of Tang, and some and an envelope.
Yeah.
The kids at home are like, I don't get this astronaut thing. What's Tang? What's NASA?
They still have Tang. You can buy Tang.
Yeah, but kids don't know. They didn't know it's part of the astronauts.
I bought Tang on Amazon once.
Really?
Yeah. I was buying something and I was like $2 away from the $25 free shipping.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, oh, I want some Tang. And so I ordered a canister of Tang.
So how many scoops of how many teaspoons do you have to put in a thing of water to make it taste good?
I do it by sight.
I put like 4 or 5. Okay. I you're supposed to put one. Mine's like half Tang.
It's all gritty and gross.
Yeah, it's the best thing for you.
Jack feels like a super astronaut.
That's right. I'm going to the moon.
Going to space.
Hot. When I was bounced to the moon.
When I was two, actually, because I was alive for the. Were you alive for the moon landing?
No, Ralph was alive in 1969. How do you think Ralph is?
Also, three of us were actually privileged to be alive when that happened. 1969. Yeah. So the rest. Of so you weren't alive for that, Ralph? Such a great.
I was born in 77.
Oh man, just missed it.
No, but he was born in time for Star Wars, 77.
Hold on a second. You didn't get the bicentennial. So you struck twice. You already got two strikes on you.
I was created during the bicentennial. Does that count?
Doesn't count.
Huh.
Well, how old are you now?
Bad.
How do you know?
38.
38. When's so you have to make it to 27.
Ralph, you're going to be 40 in like 2 years.
So how old will you be in 2076?
Dude, I'm driving. I can't do math.
Get out your Aquaman wallet. Now, let's see if you had a Apple Watch, you could tell me.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You'd ask the Apple. You ask Siri on your watch, like, "Hey, how old will I be in this year?" Boom.
Yeah, but that's another thing I don't want to be bothered with is math.
So is that 41 years away?
I got a calculator here. Huh? So
you have a room full of people with calculators.
They're all just looking at me like. I was told there'd be no math.
All right, so 2076.
2076, and he's 30.
Wait, hold on. 2076 and minus.
Wait, I'd be 99 years old.
62. Have a chance. You have a chance.
99. He can make it. But
stop
drinking today.
Stop drinking the Tang. And you have a chance. Okay.
They're saying people today will live to like 120. See, it goes up a little bit.
Today,
each time,
that's when people born today, not us that had to live in the. Cigarettes, Tang, and all the other processed food we had to live with. That's what you should shoot for, because then you could say, okay, I remember that old bald guy was bragging about the bicentennial, so it would be tricentennial.
Jack will have been dead 58 years by that point.
This is what I hope. I hope we're doing this telephone podcast with Jack's head in a jar. Where from all the money that he's made doing podcasts, he'll be able to.
I'll keep myself frozen like Ted Williams.
I just read online. I don't know if this is true or not.
Oh, the head transplant.
I heard that they're doing a head transplant.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Well, the doctors are saying it could be worse than death because you don't know what happens to the mind when it'll get transplanted to another body. Like, you just don't know what's going to happen.
Why are they doing it?
So this guy, I guess
volunteer?
He's dying. The guy volunteered, and he's like, his body's given up on him. He's some type of disease, I think.
Right.
So he is offered to have his head transplanted onto a new body.
I would take that risk.
Why? But what? Okay. So they're saying it could be worse than death. Like your mind's just gonna go crazy.
What's worse than death?
That.
I don't know.
it's crazy though.
It'll be like that the Metallica song where the guy lost his limbs and
so there you go, Rob.
His sight,
get to 99. Technology will help you get to the tricentennial.
Okay. Technology. I'll do that.
But anywho. there's a note that Matthew put on here. Every time Jack says Tang warm taffy perks up. warm taffy will be on. I think it's 6:30. Is that
6 something? Yeah,
6:30. Next up is going to be Doc Jensen from EW, and was one of the authors on the Before Tomorrowland, which is like a prequel to the new film Tomorrowland coming out. And then at 5 we'll have Duke. What's Duke's last name? Duke Roberts, who played
Choo Choo. Better get that right. He's a big guy.
On Justified, which is pretty cool.
You watch Justified?
No.
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 It's my favorite show on it's my favorite show on television right now, and it's ending Tuesday night.
I recently got rid of our cable.
Hey, did too. We cut the cord.
You're one of those people.
It's been working great because a couple things. I got the Hulu, which has pretty much all the shows that I watch.
I got the Hulu.
I got Netflix, which is great. This week was HBO Now came out,
yep,
which I'm very excited about. And the first month is free. So I get to watch Silicon Valley, and I get to watch Veep. They're coming up.
You like Veep?
I'm excited for that. I love Veep. Yeah, Veep is great.
Veep is fun. Last season wasn't as good as the seasons before, but still enjoyable. Silicon Valley's. I love Silicon Valley.
Silicon Valley is like just.
I kept telling Jay. I kept saying, Jay, you need to watch the show. It's your people.
It's really great.
But I just love how they make fun of that Silicon Valley culture. It's like dead on. It's perfect.
I watched it by mistake. I thought it was like a documentary. Seriously, I said, "What's the Silicon Valley?" Okay, I'll watch it. Like, oh, it's funny. But you gotta watch Justified.
Okay. I'll see if it's on the Hulu.
You like westerns, right?
No.
You like Good, the Bad, the Ugly?
That was a good movie. When I finally watched it, it's a really good movie.
There you go.
My favorite western of all time is Unforgiven.
Okay.
It's
better than Unforgiven.
Okay. I'll watch it.
Did you ever watch Deadwood?
No. But now that I have the HBO Now, I can.
Yeah, go back and watch Deadwood. Don't watch it with young children in the house.
That's taken care of.
Don't watch it with your cat. Cat might get offended by some of the words.
No, Vesper might like it. I feel like it's a show Vesper could get into.
Vesper, she's kind of pussy. Sorry.
That's okay. That's okay.
Pussy cat, that's the thing.
Yeah, that was not a bad word.
There you go.
No, but you know what's great about my no cable setup? A, it cost me like something like $90 less a month to do this way. And I downloaded the MLB Premium TV app, which will play every out-of-market game that I want to watch. but I found somewhere online that lets me play in-market games as well. So I get to watch my Angels games.
Oh, that's perfect. Because we, I buy the MLB.TV package, so I'm out of the San Diego market, so I get to watch the Padres and their
of
feed.
They're playing Washington or Baltimore,
which is stupid. But
even if it's in San Diego,
I can.
Even if the game's in San
Diego. I can point you in the direction that can help you out with that.
I might know a guy.
I get it, but does that make sense that the game's in San Diego? Yeah. I can't watch the game in Raleigh because the Nationals are the home team for the Raleigh area, which Washington's about four and a half hours away. So I'm supposed to drive to a bar in Washington to watch the Padres play the centers. And then
look into there's a website called Unlocator.com.
Unlocator.com.
Oh, and that deflects the location service on the thing?
Yeah, what you do is you use their DNS. You can use it free for 7 days. And then it's like I don't know, like $2.99 a month. I did a six month package just for the baseball season. It's like $27. Right. So
that's not bad. It's entirely legal.
It is, and I can watch my Angels.
What's cool is that Colleen's a Yankee fan, so she can watch the YES feed, and then I can watch
the
San Diego feed, which is nice.
Whatever his name is, the Yankee announcer. Is that John Sterling? I don't know who he is. I just actually kind of like him, but I don't like the last name, though.
Yeah, but we kind of love it. We kind of love we're saving, like, easily like $90 a month.
So what do you think about, you know, additional services that might come out? I think, was it Slingbox or something, has like a $20 a month service that gets you CBS and a few other things?
I would, yeah, there's some stuff that's not on Hulu that I'd like. Like, I can't watch Conan.
Conan's not on Hulu?
No, it's not.
I thought Conan was on Hulu.
I guess not. Well, he's on YouTube. You can watch it on YouTube.
I didn't know he was still on the air.
Yeah, he's on TBS. I think he posts full episodes on his website, but that's like literally the only thing that I don't get through Hulu. But yeah,
you have to watch the commercials though.
But they're short. The commercials are short.
They're short commercials.
They're longer,
but I mean,
the ones I watch on TV
for like ninety bucks a month, I'll watch commercials.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I think.
Oh, and by the way, can I just say, with that unlocator.com, it changes all our commercials, so we don't have the same commercials over and over again.
Oh, really?
It's like we get some weird like just national commercials as opposed to the same local stuff.
What I hate about Hulu is they have that Julia Roberts commercial they had for the longest time. I'm not even sure what it was for.
Uh-huh.
But they asked if it was relevant to you. I said no every time.
Was it for mustaches?
What is for?
She has a mustache, right?
Hey. Either way, does she have a mustache?
I think that was just.
Are you thinking about her brother?
Eric Roberts.
Eric Roberts.
Yeah,
he was on an episode of Hawaii Five-0 a couple weeks ago.
I don't get Hawaii Five-0.
That's right. I heard CBS.
Yeah. I heard Jorge was Elvis last night.
I didn't see
the update.
Hey.
He Instagrammed it. If you follow his Instagram.
Hey, I haven't been on Instagram or anything. No spoiler. I go off the grid when I haven't seen Hawaii Five-0. Don't be spoiled.
You don't follow Jorge on Instagram?
I have him. I've been off the grid. I haven't seen Blue Bloods or Hawaii Five-0. I don't want to be spoiled on the
plot. Oh, you know who has the mustache is Tom Selleck.
Well, yeah, he does have a mustache.
That's a mustache.
Can you believe that guy's
that's a man stash.
Can you believe
right
that guy's
there.
Like 70 years old?
How old are you?
I'm like 90. I'm 52, I think. 52?
You're 52?
52.
I can't believe he's 70.
And the bicentennial, so I guess I am 52.
So you're telling me that Tom Selleck is 18 years older than you?
Yes.
I cannot believe that.
There you go. You can't believe it. We have those freaks of nature, those people that just, you look at them and go,
yeah.
Then you look at some people on the in the air, you go, wow, they're really, that's all they are?
And then you have the other freaks of nature.
Because I saw Candace Bergen is going to be on, just saw a commercial for her yesterday. And I go, I looked it up. I go, wow, she's only 68?
Really? She's only that old?
And I felt bad about
like she's
that.
She's been old forever. Is she like a, it's like an Abe Vigoda kind of thing?
I guess so.
Because Abe Vigoda is still.
And if Candace is listening, I apologize. I apologize.
Oh, no, she's on a space station. Oh, she's listening.
Oh, man. All right, Ralph, we should probably start wrapping this up now as we get ready for our next guest. But anything else you want to say before we move on here?
Yeah, I know this is a Lost podcast, and we didn't talk about Lost once. So,
no, we talked about the beginning.
But I want to say that if you want to hear me talk about Lost, check out that latest episode of Jay and Jack I was on, because I think there's a lot of good stuff in there.
Was that the last episode we recorded?
The last new one, yeah. It started out season two of Lost.
Oh, that's another thing I want to say. For people who are listening to that podcast, I guessed the celebrity guest.
Oh, you did.
That you did not reveal.
You did.
So I was totally right. And
it hasn't been...
we haven't recorded it yet.
So we're still working,
we're still working on it.
But I did guess it in my first guess.
He did.
It was your first guess. I was like, wow, good guess.
It was impressive.
I cannot wait to listen to that episode.
Well, neither can
whenever
I.
It happens.
It was our best one we ever recorded. And
I'm assuming they're really busy, so it's got to be tough to get them off.
That's what's tough right now, especially it seems like that individual has been doing a lot of stuff lately that I've seen.
Yeah,
things
like,
on screens.
All over the place now.
Like, once you guys know who the guest is, you'll be like, oh, yeah, that guy's really busy.
You will.
Yes. No, I'm just saying. You will actually
George
will.
Clooney's the guy.
It is George Clooney.
He's in Italy all the time.
Yeah.
He's really hot. They have shoddy connection over there.
Plus, he's a little arrogant.
Still better than the Iceplex, so, but Italy.
He's a practical joker, so he could be just joking with us about coming on the podcast.
Stringing these guys along. We're excited about it.
We should... anyone that says in chat that guess wrong, they have to give us $5 to Autism Space.
Well, we're not going to announce it because it's not even like we haven't gotten together
to record charity,
yet.
So
yeah.
It's like the year that we got Darmalars back.
Yeah.
And I kept saying, we're not there yet. How much did we raise?
A lot of money.
It was a lot. It was an hour and you raised something like $1,300 or $1,400 or something.
I thought it was more than that. I thought it was like 3,000 something.
Oh, really?
Because I kept saying, no, we're not there yet. If we just get a little closer, and we were over like right away. So
yeah,
I'll admit I lied.
I think the goal was
1,000.
1,500 to 1,516 and 23 cents or something. It was like the numbers.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, they had up.
And then you more than doubled it.
Yeah.
So it was like $4,000 or something.
It was an amazing total.
And then you came back for one episode and then fired him, Ben, right away.
Ben got his hopes
we
up.
Did, we no, we did excited. Three. We came back into three episodes
is Ben
because of the response.
Anymore? Did he just?
Ben is taking care of his family. He's busy with his own baby.
You can do both. Look at Jay.
Yeah, barely doing anything.
Yeah, Jack's been taking care of that baby for 30 years now. Happy birthday, by the way.
Oh, yes, thank you. Big 30, old man.
Yeah. But before I go, I just want to say, yeah, listen to the podcast, allrightpodcast.com. Follow me at VHSDude, that which is growing. And I'm for those of you that started listening from the beginning, I am on the 10 freeway at La Brea.
Dude, no way.
I'm about to exit Fairfax and go to Meltdown Comics. Uh-huh. So
No traffic there?
It's been slow and go. I've avoided two accidents.
There you go. There's always an accident in LA.
Yeah, I've kept my composure.
Unless you're listening, then you can want to donate money.
All right. Well, thank you, Ralph, again. You have been on every single podcast-a-thon that we've done.
Am I the only one? The answer is yes, because We don't know about the
Jorge
rest of the guests showing
it.
Up today.
Jorge taped one time.
Oh.
So it's Jorge's been on every single one.
So Jorge went and taped a bit, and Jack doesn't even follow him on Instagram. Wow.
I'm following him on Instagram. I'm off the grid. I don't want to be spoiled.
What are you following there? You're spoiled for?
I don't want to be spoiled on the plot.
Of what?
Hawaii 5-0.
Oh my, it's Hawaii 5-0.
Or hey, he dies on a toilet because he's dressed like Elvis.
Hey, I've seen every single episode of Hawaii 5-0.
All right, guys. Ralph, thank you so much. Really appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, guys.
Again, donate to lpdonate@gmail.com.
Once again?
It's lpdonate@gmail.com through PayPal, send his friends and family, or where you can email your checks to.
2601 North Raleigh Boulevard, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27604, care of Jay and Jack. Jay, because Jay will take the check. I'll make the check out to Autism Speaks, not Jay and Jack.
All right, Ralph, thank you so much. We'll see you later. Bye.
Thanks again. And
Ralph,
sorry.
A round of applause. Woo!
George Clooney.
It's like the Full House thing. They're all excited.
All right, Ralph, talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.